This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Do you feel you have to do more with less? I ask because the Labor Department releases its latest productivity figures this morning. The last numbers we have for the first quarter were considered lousy by the experts, with productivity falling by more than 3%. It was the second drop in a row and could be the canary signaling inflation. Please know that Federal Reserve policymakers will be looking at today's figures ahead of their watershed decision on interest rates that could come within weeks. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
We're in unusual territory, says MIT employment researcher Tom Kohan. Wages are only growing at about 2%, basically no faster than inflation, and productivity.
Productivity has been really sluggish.
Kohan says businesses haven't been spending much on things like new factories and equipment, and that slows down productivity growth.
It requires a business strategy that says, let's invest.
Productivity has grown at only half the rate it did before the Great Recession. Could this be a new normal? Josh Bivens is the research and policy director at the Economic Policy Institute.
There did seem to be a deceleration of productivity growth even before the Great Recession hit.
Bivens says if the Federal Reserve agrees with the new normal argument, it could raise interest rates quicker. But if the business investment argument fails,
it's just one more problem that will be solved by getting the economy back to full health.
And the best way to do that, he says, is to keep interest rates low. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.